All right, Marty Davalos, Pro Circuit Pulpcast after Salt Lake City 3. Hey, nice job, man. You got in the top 10. I saw you went off the track at one point. And first of all, before we talk about your race, dude, that track was gnarly.
It was very gnarly, man. I mean, from practice, a quick qualifier that we had, not many laps on the track. Then, you know, it was sloppy, rainy. Then we went to the heat race. It was kind of starting to dry out. The ruts were getting hard. And then once the heat race were over, then we got another, you know, rainstorm come through and just ruined the track. So it was very mentally tough for me, you know, like trying to stay together, composed, not making mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, I started jumping the triple in the middle there at one point and starting to gain a little bit of confidence. But man, we ran into so many lappers. I felt like there was only one good line that everybody was taking and trying to, you know, get around lappers. It was pretty tough, but man, I got lapped and I got eighth.
Right. Yeah. It's gnarly.
Those two guys, I think it's, Tomac and Coop were absolutely, it was insane, man, what they were doing.
Yeah.
Big props to them. But for me, I'm pretty pumped to be on the top 10. I'm a little bummed because I worked really hard to pass Schlesinger, Brayton and Dino. And mm-hmm. then, one of the blue flags came out and I moved over thinking it was Anderson behind me. And, you know, I just let Dino by again. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? So, you know, I felt like I could have had a sixth. I was riding good enough for a sixth place, but
yeah.
You know, it was tough. It was challenging. I went off the track. I made some mistakes, that cost me a little bit, but I stayed in two wheels. That is the most important thing. And we salvaged a top 10.
Yeah, it was an intense battle with you and AP for a long time. And Brayton was right in there too. Like I was watching that battle. I found myself a lot. Like it was good.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, AP, you know, I thought AP's is going to have good lines. I'm going to follow him for a little bit. Then he caught me. Then I passed him. I felt like I was a little better than him in some of the spots.
Mm-hmm.
And then I picked up that triple, and then, you know, I picked up another three in the rhythm section, and that gave me a little bit of confidence, and I started, you know, loosening up a little bit. But, you know, the lappers, just, it was so easy to make a mistake and lose mm-hmm. 3 seconds, you know, and it was so hard to make up those 3 seconds. So, all in all, it was a solid night for me.
You
for
gotta,
a day, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. I think you got to be happy with these three rounds, right? The three yeah, Salt Lakes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy. First round, obviously, was incredible to get, you know, six. Second round, I struggled a little bit with the track, mm-hmm. a little slippery. Believe it or not, I thought it was going to be, you know, the whoops. You know, I looked at him and I'm like, man, I love big yep. whoops, and I think that was going to be my strong point. But I really didn't feel comfortable in him. I was getting, I think my bike setup was not, I made a couple changes from, you know, the beginning of the season till to the first Salt Lake City. You know, we shortened the bike a little bit just to mm-hmm. help me on the turns.
Yep.
And I think that really hurt me last weekend. But we're back. I feel good this weekend. And I think, you know, hopefully we have a dry track next week. And, you know, I can come around. I feel like I'm getting better.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, hey, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Nice race. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Bye.